Today, as we commemorate our Blessed Lady's gift of the miraculous medal that she has given to us, we have this gospel reading of the wedding at Cana. And the church gives us this gospel reading to remind us that our Lord's first miracle, the first of his signs, took place through our Blessed Lady's intercession. Just as so many miracles have taken place through the miraculous medal that it came to be known as the miraculous medal. And so it is through our Blessed Lady's intercession that so much occurs. So for our own selves too to recognize that. Certainly the miraculous medal is a great point of protection for us. You can have it on your person, you can have it in your house, you can have it in your car, wherever, as a matter of protection. It's obviously not a good luck charm, but as a sacramental, a great reminder to us that our Blessed Mother is with us, that she is interceding for us with her Son, and helps us to keep our focus where it belongs. We also recognize that just as we know that our Lord's public ministry ultimately began with Our Lady's approval, that is, he had such great respect for her that he would not do anything until she had said yes, because she understood what that was going to mean. It was going to mean that it would end with his crucifixion, and he was not going to begin until she was ready. That's the exchange that we hear. And so too then in our own lives, our Lord isn't going to do things until we're ready. He's not going to force himself on us. And so we have to pray for the grace to have the right disposition, to be willing to say yes to our Blessed Lord, because even though he isn't going to force anything on us, he is certainly going to invite us. But do we really want what he's offering? Objectively, he's offering to us holiness. He's offering to us union with himself. These sound fantastic until we recognize that the only way to do this is the cross. The very same reason that he didn't begin that process until his mother had said yes. And because it's going to require the cross for us to become saints, because it's going to require the cross for us to be purified, he isn't going to begin the process until we say yes. Obviously, he will move us along, but for those deeper purifications, it's going to require our free will. That doesn't mean it requires our free will to have them done. I mean, a lot of these are what are called passive purifications. They simply happen to us. We didn't ask for them to happen, but we had to give permission in general for them to happen. And that is exactly what our Lord is going to wait for in every one of our lives. And so we have this beautiful medal that our Blessed Mother gave us, a commemoration of her Immaculate Conception. While that is not the greatest gift that our Lord gave to our Blessed Mother, it is the foundation of all of the others. The greatest gift, of course, is her maternity. But this is what provided the foundation for her to be the worthy mother of God. And so too for us, baptism is the foundation for everything else. It is that which then allows us to become the saints that God has called us to be. But just as Our Lady was conceived without sin, lived her entire life without sin, said yes to the angel, bore our Blessed Lord, raised him, did all the things that she was supposed to do, even still it comes to this point 30 years later. Well, for our Blessed Lady, about 45 or 50 years later, she still had to say yes again. So even though she had already said yes to God how many times over in her life, she had to say yes again. And so it will be for us. Maybe you've said to God something like, oh, make me a saint, or don't let me do my purgatory here rather than later, or whatever it may be, and you've given that general permission. But we all know our weaknesses all too well. We all know that oftentimes when the Lord offers the cross, we back away or run away, as some of us do. And so each time he is going to ask us, do we still have that disposition? Do we still offer to him to do whatever it is that he needs to do? He's done everything to provide the foundation, to give us the grace, just as he did with our Blessed Lady. But just as it was with her, we still have to say yes. Be it done to me according to thy word. That has to be for all of us. So whether that was at the incarnation, or whether that was the beginning of our Lord's public life, or whether that was when Our Lady was standing at the foot of the cross as her son was being crucified, once again she had to say yes. That is the same invitation given to you and me over and over and over again. And with the help of our Blessed Lady, the reminder of the miraculous medal, maybe the greatest miracle of all can take place. God can make us saints. Nothing greater could happen in our lives than that. And for some of us, it would really be quite the miracle, wouldn't it? So maybe we need to pray for that. And pray for the grace to say yes, to allow God to do with us whatever he wills.